pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, one of the most famous mitzvahs that we have. V'achalto v'savato uveirachta es Hashem elokecha ala aretz ha-toyva asher nosan loch. You have to eat, be satiated, and then you bless the Rabbeinu Shalom for the land that he gave you. V'achalto v'savato uveirachta. There's a big debate amongst the Rishonim in terms of when a person is obligated mid'araisa to be mekayim this mitzvah. V'achalto v'savato uveirachta. What does it mean on the araisa level? And what is only merely mid'rabbanan? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Tesam at Beis that there is a machlokes tana'im. There's a debate amongst the tana'im as to the shear that a person has to consume in order to be chayiv in making a birkas hamazon midaraisa. Says the Gemara, hocha bikroi pligi. There's a machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, and they're arguing how to learn this pasuk of achalta v'savata uverachta. Remeir holds, Remeir savar, v'achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia. Remeir holds, v'achalta is talking about achila, and savata is saying that a person to be chayev in benching, to be chayev in birkas hamazon on the daraisa level, it's not sufficient that he eats, he also must drink. According to Remeir, a person is not chayev in birkas hamazon until they eat and drink. That's why it's always worthwhile. If a person had a suda, for whatever reason, he didn't drink anything, he wasn't thirsty. If you're going to bench anyways, you may as well chop all the shitas. Take something to drink, then it's v'achalta v'savata, even according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds v'savata is not going on drinking. Rather, v'savata is coming to tell you the shear that a person has to have. V'achalta v'savata, zu shtia, v'achila b'kezayis. If the Torah just says regular achila, according to Remeir, because v'savata is not coming to modify the v'achalta, v'savata is coming to be mechadis drinking, v'achalta must be a regular achila. What's a regular achila? We know b'chol ha-Torah kula, achila is b'kezayis. So Remeir holds to be chayiv midaraisa, you need to eat a kezayis of bread, and you need to drink. That's the chiyuv birkas hamazon on a daraisa level, according to Remeir. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you missed the point. The savata is not coming to tell you that you have to drink to be chayiv midaraisa. Rather, the savata is coming to modify the ve'achalta. Ve'achalta, the savata, it must be rachila, but not stam achila, like an achila b'chol ha-tarakula, where it's sufficient to just have a kezayis. It must be an achila, or a ve'achalta, an achila sheyesh bay kedei sviya. An achila which brings you to a certain amount of satiation. So how much is that? How much is v'achalta sh'gedei sviya? Says Rabbi Yehuda, v'achalta v'savata achila sheyesh ba sviya. V'ezu, how much is that? That is kibeya. So we have a machlokes amongst the tanoim. How much does a person have to eat to be chayev midaraisa? Does all he need is a kezayis, but also to drink? Or no, he doesn't have to drink, but a kezayis isn't sufficient. You have to have a kebeya. Now the Rishonim debate whether this machlokes tanoim of kezayis versus a kebeya, is that on a daraisa level or is that on a derabana level? Tosis over here quotes the well-known Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and perhaps we'll spend some time in the upcoming week explaining this very perplexing Gemara. A well-known Gemara where the Gemara says, Darash Rav Avira. Rav Avira made the following drasha. Zimnin Amru Le Mishmed Rav Ami V'Zimnin Amru Le Mishmed Rav Asi. Amru Malachei HaShareis. The Malachei HaShareis came to the Rebbeinu Shalom Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shalom Kosev B'Torah Secha. It says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisafan V'Lo Yikach Sheicha, that you're a just Rebbeinu Shalom. You don't take Sheichar Chalil V'Chas. You don't play favorites. It says Lo Yisafan V'Lo Yikach Sheicha. On the other end, V'Halo Ata Noisei Fanav LiYisrael, we know, we say in Birkas Koinim, Yisa Hashem Panav. How could you tell me that you're a person who's Lo Yisafanim, that you don't play favorites, and then we say every day, Yisa Hashem Panav, that you do play favorites. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I have an answer for you. It's obvious. Over here, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. V'chilo Esa Panav LiYisrael, I'm not going to show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. She'kasavti lehem b'toyra v'achalta v'savalta uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha. I told them that they only have to bench when they're satiated. Kidei svia vehem midaktikim al atzmon ar kizayis ve'ar kibeya. And they go so far to make a birkas a Muslim not only when they have kidei svia, not only when they're full, they're fully satiated, but even when they eat a kidei a kizayis and kidei beya. That's what the Gemara says. We'll have to explain what the question is and what the answer is. How come that's not considered to be sheichar? The Rabbeinu Shlomo still, at the end of the day, is playing favorites. That perhaps we'll get to a little bit later. But at first glance, this Gemara is certainly telling us that what did the Rabbeinu Shlomo command us? The Rabbeinu Shlomo commanded us to bench when? Only when we have kidei svia. Only when we are officially fully satiated. In fact, the Sefer Chinuch does paskin. He writes clearly, we are chayiv birkas hamazon when we are satiated. He said, every person reaches a point of kidei svia at a different point. He says, ein achanami. So each person is chayiv and benching at different points. Every person, when he's full, it comes out very interesting that you could have two people at the same exact meal. They ate the same exact thing. One person's chayiv and benching midaraisa because he's full. The other person's only chayiv in benching midrabanan because he's not full. That's an interesting shaila. Let's say one wants to be moiti the other. Is that allowed? One's derabanan, one's deraisa. But according to the chinuch, it's clear from this gemara. This gemara is telling us you're only chayiv midaraisa when you had a kidei svia. Less than a kidei svia, you're chayiv not midaraisa. So comes Tosis and says, how could the Gemara tell me, Andaf Mem Tesamud Beis, the Gemara that we just had a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, whether I'm chayiv when I eat a kizayis, so whether I'm chayiv, whether I eat a kebeya, and they're learning it all from Sukkim, says Tosis, they're both wrong. You're not chayiv by a kizayis, you're not chayiv by a kebeya, you're chayiv by one thing and one thing only. You're chayiv when you're actually satiated, when you're visavata. Says Tosis, based on this Bam Kasha, it must be that this entire Machlekes Tanoim between Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Kizayis, Kebeya is only Midarabonin. But in fact, Midaraisa, you are only Chayiv when you get to Kedei Sviya. Comes the Rashba, he says it can't be. How could such a thing be? How could you tell me? They're darshaning psukim over here. They're learning the Torah, and they're darshaning psukim. One says v'savata is talking about shti, and therefore v'achalta means kizayis. The other one says v'achalta means kidei svia, chalta means kebeya. They're learning the psukim. You can't tell me this is only midar rabbanan. Says the Rashba, no, in fact, it's midaraisa. What do you do with that gemara and daf chav that seems to say yisaponim, you're only chayiv kidei svia? That gemara is a different man da amar. But the way we Paskin, you're chayiv not only midarabanan when you have a kezayis or kebeya, depending on Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, but you're chayiv even midaraisa. A big machlokes rishonim. When is one chayiv to bench midaraisa? Only when he, in particular, is fully satiated, like the chinuch seemed to paskin, like Tosis seems to paskin, everything else is only midarabanan. Or like the Rashba that says, no, we paskin, you are chayiv midaraisa already when you have a kizayis, when you have a kebeya, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kidei svia is an achila sheyesh bo kebeya. That is v'achalta v'savata. What are these Rishonim arguing about? So if you think about it, it seems that the machlekes Rishonim is simply how to read this pasuk. We have a pasuk in this week's parsha. Ve'achalta v'savata uveirachta. You should eat, you should be satiated, and you should bench. How do you understand this pasuk? Just pasha taich. Is it the mechayev is the ve'achalta? Okay, but I have to know what's considered to be a big, good achila. What's considered to be an achila chashuva that I'm chayev to bench? So the Torah comes and says, v'savata comes and modifies ve'achalta. What's the mechayev for the uveirachta? What's mechayev me? What obligates me in benching? It's the ve'achalta. You want to know what type of achila to have? You have to have ve'achalta v'savata. But savata is just coming to modify the v'achalta. What is an achila chashuva to be mechayev to obligate me in birkas hamazon? It's achalta v'savata, achila sheyesh bo kidei svia, which either means to drink something or a kebeya. Then you're learning that the obligation starts, that what's compelling a person to do uveirachta, it's really the v'achalta. The v'savata is just modifying the v'achalta. But you could learn the pasuk entirely differently. You could learn the pasuk not stressing the v'achalta is the mechayev, but rather what's the mechayev? The visavata. Of course, how do you get to a stage of being satiated? You have to eat. So it's vachalta, you're going to eat. Visavata, now you reach the point of sviya, So what's mechayiv benching? The visavata is mechayiv benching. Achila is not mechayiv at all. Achila is only the way I get to kidei sviya, that I am satiated. But what's the mechayiv? It's not the achila, but rather it's the sviya. If you learn that the mechayiv is the achila, and the sviya is just modifying the achila, so then it makes sense. What's an achila chashuva? Either kezayis or kebeya. I don't have to be, practically speaking, fully satiated. We don't judge each person independently. But if you view that the mechayiv is really the visavata, the achila is just the prerequisite to get to visavata, so then I have to be satiated. Then you learn like Tosis and says, when am I chayiv to bench? Only once I reach that point of kidei sviya. That seems to be the machlokes amongst the Rishonim. Either way, even if this is not the machlokes, this is certainly a big machlokes amongst the Achronim. What is the mechayiv of benching? Is the mechayiv of benching the eating? How much do I have to eat? An eating which brings you kidei sviya. Or is the mechayiv of benching the sviya? The achila is really not important. Of course, to get to kidei sviya, generally speaking, I need to have an achila. But theoretically, if you would figure out a way of having sviya without an achila, lu yitzurah chalila, a person has a peg or something. So you have kidei sviya without an achila. So what's the mechayiv of benching? It's kidei sviya. Reb Kiva Eger has a very fascinating shaila based on this question. He says, let's say a person is a katan, he's 12 years old, and then he eats a nice, big, hefty meal right before Ben Hashmashos, right before his bar mitzvah. So he eats the meal totally when he's a katan. He's certainly not chayiv to bench on a daraisa level. He's only a katan. Now the sun sets, the moon comes out, stars come, all of a sudden, he's a bar mitzvah bacher. He's a gadol. Has he eaten when he was a gadol? Certainly not. He ate when he was a katan. Is he kidei sviya when he's a gadol? Certainly, he is a kidei sviya. If you learn that the obligation comes from ve'achalta, the eating, I didn't eat as a gadol, I ate as a katan, I'm not chayiv in benching. But if you learn that the mechayiv, the obligation, comes from visavata, so you're right, I don't need an achila. The achila happened when I was a katan. But I don't need an achila. What do I need? A visavata. And am I having a visavata now as a gadol? I certainly am having a visavata as a gadol, and therefore I would be chayiv to bench on a daraisa level. So till now it sounds academic. Am I chayiv midarabanan or am I chayiv midaraisa? Says Rabbi Kiveger, not at all. Let's take it to the next stage. I'm have the bar mitzvah bacher. He's 12 years old. The last day of his 12th year, he's about to turn bar mitzvah. He has a nice big su'uda to have a kedei sviya where he's entirely full. Now, before sunset, he benches. He benches like a good boy about to become bar mitzvah. He makes birkas hamazon on that meal. Okay, now the sun sets. The moon comes out, the stars come out, now he's a bar mitzvah bacher. When did he bench? He benched when he was only chayiv midarabanan. Now, if you hold that the mechayiv for benching is visavata, now he's chayiv on a daraisa level. His benching that he did as a katan can't help him for his chayiv midaraisa benching. Comes out, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not only did his katan wasn't yoytzi his benching when he was a katan, but now he has to bench all over again, because now he's chayiv on a daraisa level. That's all because Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes that the mechayiv is not the v'achalta. The mechayiv of benching is the visavata. The Torah is just describing, how do I get to a point of visavata? You have to eat. V'achalta, you eat. Visavata, now it's kidei sviya. That is the mechayiv for benching, only visavata. However, there are many achronim that reject Rabbi Akiva Eiger. They say, no. Based on this machlekes that we learned before, the mechayiv is not the visavata. The mechayiv is like we all learned before this. The mechayiv is the v'achalta. How much of an achila do I have? I need an achila sheyesh bo kedei sviya. In fact, the Chazon Ish goes so far as to say, based on this machlekes, whether the mechayiv is the v'achalta or whether the mechayiv is the visavata, we would understand the difference. We know that a person could only bench till the food has become fully ingested in his body. He has around 72 minutes or so. So what's the pshat in that, says the Chazon Ish? Why do you only have until a certain amount to bench? So says the Chazon Ish, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's very obvious. Because so long that I am fully satiated, so long that I have this savata in my stomach, I'm chayiv to bench. But if you learn that the mechayev is vechalta, says the Chazon Ish, so why do I have so long to bench? Then he has to go on to explain why you would have so long. It makes a lot more sense, according to Reb Kiva Eger, that why do I have so long to bench? Why don't I have to bench right away? Because the mechayev is not the vechalta. The mechayev is not the vechalta. I don't have to bench right after vechalta. I have to bench so long as there is a kiyam of visavata that I am satiated. The mechayev in benching is not vechalta, rather it's vechalta, visavata u verachta.